This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A lot of the conversation you hear in this country about globalization is about the downside, the costs of jobs going somewhere else. Take a second, though, to consider the view from somewhere else. Billions of people in emerging economies are now seeing the benefits of globalization and are finally starting to catch up. So for the latest story in our series, Trade-Off, about the goods and bads of globalization, Marketplace's Scott Tong made a trip to tell the growth story of the Indian economy.
One way to understand how fast the Indian economy is running is to join Indian men who are running. On a cricket pitch in Kansas City. Really, this is a technology city, home to companies like Sprint and Garmin. And these software and IT professionals spend their Saturdays batting and pitching. I mean, bowling. League president Suresh Kannan bats righty, works for Sprint.
When I came here back in 97, there was only maybe a couple of teams. Not great players. You got to go call players and beg them to come to play, you know. Since then, total number of players are around 600.
The Indian community here, now 7,000 strong, has boomed as the economy back home has exploded. This is a global story of Indian talent connecting with U.S. education and technology and investment. India's economy is growing at 7% a year. It's the fastest growing large country in the world, a place where the average income is now less than $2,000 a year. Economists often call this catch-up, where poor countries adopt proven technology and ideas by opening up to the outside world. But for all the whooping, there's now tension, as the Indians here question how open the U.S. is to them. In February, at a bar in the suburb of Olathe, a white man shot two Indian men, IT workers, cricket teammates, and killed one. The shooter first asked about the men's immigration status. Aviva Ajmera is an Indian American who works as a business strategy consultant in Kansas City.
Even if you're born and raised here, when something like the shooting in Olathe happens in your community, everybody feels vulnerable because we look different.
Now she looks over her shoulder more often, watches other people watching her, even though the city rallied for its immigrants right after the shooting.
The Kansas City community, not just the Indian community, came together just to show support for the Indian community. I mean, kind of the message was, yeah, that happened and it was awful, but that's not our city.
Her concern is not just the shooting. People of Indian descent have heard of White House proposals to limit H-1B visas for skilled workers. And they heard Steve Bannon blast South Asians in a Breitbart talk radio show in 2015. This audio went viral just after last year's election.
You know, when three quarters of the CEOs in Silicon Valley are from South Asia or from Asia, I think
well, that,
on my point is that a country's more than an economy. We're a civic society.
The resentment could have something to do with who's catching up. For three decades now, fast-growing economies like India and China have narrowed the gap with the rich world, while working-class incomes in the U.S. have stayed flat. Economist Branko Milanovic at the City University in New York says one does not cause the other, but some might think it does.
That was seen as one indication of why there was disenchantment with globalization or why maybe these people voted in favor of Brexit or Trump.
In Kansas City, fewer college applications from India are landing, and fewer Indians are being hired by companies nervous that the visa rules could change. Now, there's no wholesale exodus. But things have changed since the earliest IT workers came in the early 90s. Back then, India was just emerging from a Soviet-style, centrally planned economy. As in one TV channel, says Suresh Kannan of the Cricket League.
If you have a TV, you are a rich person. We basically forced our parents to buy a TV, and we bought a color TV, and we were like a popular family around the neighborhood. They used to call us a color TV family.
Then in 1991, India's government opened up the country dramatically. And in came American companies, investors, lowbrow TV shows.
Like you.
The popular shows was a Jerry Springer show.
Jerry Springer?
Yeah. Oh. We used to think it's all real.
People throwing chairs at
each
other.
Yeah, all those things. Yeah. And then watching Baywatch was a shock for us because that's something completely against Indian culture at that time.
Great moments in globalization. Manoj Manethumareel is an IT entrepreneur in Kansas City. He graduated college, and in the 90s, he studied programming in India. And that is a key ingredient to the country's catching-up recipe, which includes education, democracy, openness, investment, and entrepreneurs. He was hired in the Bangalore office of the Digital Equipment Corporation based in faraway Massachusetts. At the time, U.S. tech companies were recruiting heavily in India.
And I think the primary motivation was that year 2000 computer problem, Y2K problem. They were going to rewrite the code, so they need huge manpower.
Eventually, he got hired by a firm in Silicon Valley, and then he moved to Kansas City to form his own company. Why there? Nice people, cheaper housing.
Only thing we didn't like was the winter, the cold.
And there are other disconnects. Many Indians are vegetarians in the land of Kansas City barbecue, trying to grasp American jokes.
So when I sit in meetings, somebody crack a joke, and I will have to synchronize my laugh with them. And then later ask, what did it mean?
Like all business owners, Mani Thumarial competes on price. And often, the best bang for his buck is to outsource the simpler IT work back to India. And that revenue back home is helping to fuel a rising consumer economy. The average income in India is rising 3 times faster than it is here. Economist Branko Milanovic.
We are really talking here about a rebalancing of the world and significantly higher incomes in Asia. And I think openness and globalization played a very important role in that.
The upshot? Today, there's a thicker global economic middle.
It is a very favorable, very good development, and it led to what I called actually the largest reshuffle of incomes since the Industrial Revolution.
And some believe that despite the recent backlash, the U.S. will remain connected to the India growth story. Ramanan Lakshmi Narayan is an economist and epidemiologist who lectures at Princeton. He says both countries are connected by language, democracy, technology, and worldview.
These are places that will be connected in mind, certainly not by geography, but certainly in mind space, which is the most important space. I don't think an H-1B problem of today or one crazy guy in Kansas is going to change that story.
For India's catch-up, there's still a long way to run. And at the center of this is a bunch of cricketers in places like Kansas City, global middlemen in a global game. Right now, laughing at an American reporter trying to play theirs.
You have to get used to it.
Flailing in Kansas City, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.